Okay, that's good. So maybe you have questions about how to do the presentation or about the papers. They are not easy. They are research papers. The application of the LCA is quite high level. So I can understand if it is not very clear for you the meaning of these papers. So. I don't know, this could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it depends on how many things you want to say. So the point, the thing is that the reason why I asked you to do this assignment is because I did last year with the students like you. And they enjoyed this exercise because they were reading and understood the topic of the LCA and also understood the application of this method on and this helped also them for the development of their project, this approach. So I think the way I did the assignment was that each component of the group was presenting, but you can also decide that one component of the group can present. It's up to you. I can imagine that maybe there are some students who are more shy, and I don't want to force you if you don't want to speak, especially because it's in English. I mean, you will not be evaluated or graded for this assignment, so you consider it just like an exercise. You take this as an opportunity to practice, and there will be only me assisting and probably Professor Davar. But if you don't want him, we will not invite him. No, I mean, I don't want to be nasty with him. It's just maybe you feel more shy to have another examiner. I understand that this can be extra stress. So I will ask Davar not to join the course. If you prefer, it's up to you. Yeah. I understand this, and I will speak with the bar, and so I think he will agree on that. And of course, it's already a quite stress to talk in front of the audience of other students, of course, yeah. But it will be more stress if you have the students, one teacher and the main examiner of the course. So I will speak with Davar, and in order to make you more smiley, I will ask him to not assist this presentation. Okay, so this is good news. Okay. So how many groups did you make? Two, three, four? Five? Okay. And so you have selected both articles? I mean, one group, few groups, one article, and a few groups, the other? And you find these articles difficult? They are. Okay, so maybe before we talk about these articles, I can show you a presentation on a case study on LCA. So this can help you to understand a little bit more. I'll understand a little bit more about the LCA possibilities, and maybe you can understand more the articles after. It's a short presentation that I did on a conference for another topic. I will take from my computer. But you know that In this paper that you are reading, I collaborated with engineers that are mechanical engineers who did the modeling. I have to share the screen now. What's happening? It's turn it on. Can you help? I didn't turn off, but probably it goes off automatically. Touch. Okay. Now it's off. Antenna PC. We have to. Okay. See what happens. Oh, maybe the camera is off. Can is there any sign in here? But here have a red light here. Ah, okay. I have no idea. I only have this. Maybe we can do it manually. Can we like switch off? Where is the button? But if we don't find the controller, we can try this way eventually. But can we do manually or not?
Maybe should not.
No? Okay, you should not because we can damage. So that's why engineers are useful. Yeah, you can remove that. Like he's sleeping, that one. What if I switch off the laptop and switch on again? Doesn't matter? No. Okay. Or if we switch off that? Something is happening. Good. Okay. Thank you. So you see?
I have a meeting at 1 o'clock.
You have to go?
Yeah, it's just 15 minutes.
Okay. I will record this part anyway.
Yeah.
Be
nice.
Yeah. Thank you. So we've managed. Still not. Okay, now we have managed. Good. Okay. So this is a presentation that I did with a student, a master student. Actually, she was an exchange master student from Italy. She came here for 3 months. It's called Margherita Zanichelli. and she was coming from University of Modena, Reggio Emilia, and she developed a project on LCA. So the title is in Italian, but all the rest is in English, the presentation. It's an LCA analysis of an extrusion process for a process of recycling packaging. And this process was based in Norway. We presented this paper on this work on a meeting, Italian meeting, that is called the Italian Network on LCA last summer. So the content, the goal and scope of this project was to study the environmental impact of the recycling process of LDPE. You know what is LDPE? Low density polyethylene, it's plastic that is used for packaging. And this is one picture of the company where we collected the data. It is based in Norway. They basically collect all the plastic that come from agro-industrial application. You see this baleage. This is called baleage. Yeah. This plastic and other plastic used for packaging, they are a big issue for the environment if they are left like this, or also they can become a big issue if they are put in landfill or if they are burned. But this company has developed skills and a process to recycle this, because polyethylene is easily recyclable. So, and we analyzed, we did the LCA of the process, the recycling process of the company. The reason why the company wanted to do an LCA was that in the process, you know the process what is for recycling? You have never heard or seen, I guess, is an extruder. Do you know what is an extruder? It's a big machine to melt. The plastic is grinded, then is melt, because this low-density polyethylene is called thermoplastic, means that you can melt this plastic and process it again, give a different shape, and use again. So this polyethylene. So this is what the process does using the extruder. That is the process needed. And at the end of the process, this is the shape of the plastic pellet. It's in pellet. So this is the film that are waste film are collected. They are treated, pre-treated, like washed. They are grinded in cut in little pieces. And then they are put into the process, the extruder. In the extruder, they are melted, and then they come out like a spaghetti. Yes, like this. And then they are cut into small pieces, in pellets. So this is what happens. So in the process, pre-treatment, shredding, washing, drying, extrusion, which is the melting and the spaghetti shape, and that's the final product. The reason why the company want to contact me was that during the extrusion, there is a production of scrap. You know what is scrap? It's some leftover from the process. That is waste. I mean, at the moment, the company, and this is the shape of the scrap, the company is sending these to incineration. But this scrap possibly has still good properties to be reused. So the aim of the company was that I could test this scrap and see if it is possible to reuse this. They cannot put this scrap into the extrusion, because if they put this into the extrusion, all the process will... the final product will be not as good as it is now, because this scrap has a different color and I have analyzed it has some it's more dirty than that one, let's say. So it will affect the final extrusion process, but still can be used somehow. So the LCA was done to to compare the process like it is, with the production of scrap and the incineration of scrap, and a new scenario where the scrap is collected and recycled instead to reuse. So I expect that the second scenario has a lower impact than the first scenario. This is one type of application of the LCA. Do you understand? Yeah. Maybe this is easier than the article you read. Easier to understand. Good. Then so in the methodology for the LCA has methodology, of course, and it is standardized. The standardization is was done because before the standardization, the methodology was used sometimes not very objectively. I mean, the application was manipulated somehow, we can say this, by the analyst. So the standardization was necessary in order to make the method more transparent and more reliable. The ISO standard are 14040 and 14044. These are associated with the LCA. And in the ISO standard, there is the methodology is described is divided into four phases. The first phase is goal and scope, and here you have goal and scope. And I'm sure you will find this also in the papers, because I always write goal and scope when I write papers on LCA. So the goal is basically you have to write why you are doing this LCA. In my case, the LCA was commissioned by a company. So the goal was for this company to evaluate the environmental impact of this of the process. And the scope, according to the methodology, to the ISO standard, the scope should include the definition of the product system. And here there is a concept, you know, the product is not considered just product, but a product system, which means that we not account only the final step of the product, but all the process that are involved in the production of the, in this case, the recycled polyethylene. So the product system means that we are accounting the environmental impact of this material, and we consider it as a system made by many unit processes that are all the process needed to have that product. So when we study the recycled polyethylene, we have to consider all the impact related to material extraction, which means, you know, extraction of fossil fuel to produce polyethylene. You have to include also that. We have to include the transformation of the ethylene to make to have polyethylene and so on. So, but I don't want to give more details. But and then in the scope, we define the product system and the functional unit. Probably you have read into the article the functional unit. This is very important for the LCA methodology. But probably, yeah, I don't want to go too deep in these details. I will confuse you. Anyway, in the presentation, you have goal and scope because it is part of the methodology. And after, this is the inventory. So how do we do the analysis? We collected the data from the company, and the data are about the process. So what data we need to account the impact? We need the data like material consumption, energy consumption, and emissions, if there are emissions, in air, water, and soil. So the company gave us this information on the plastic that was treated by the extruder. Also, they told us that they use water to cool the plant, but this water was taken from a river it's a river, basically. So it's water that they take from the river and then treat again and put back into the river. And then we What is the, okay, this is the scrap production and electricity consumption. This is a very simplified model. Now the student is still working on that, but she has a bigger inventory. This is called the inventory list, which is the list of data to calculate the impact. We use this simplified model to have the first screening of the process, and in the meantime, the student was collecting more data in order to have a more detailed LCA, because to do an LCA takes a lot of time if you want to do properly. But this simplified is good for you to understand the meaning of this tool or this application. So once you have, okay, what you do with this with this data. So basically, when you use materials or electricity or water, etc., you are generating an impact on the environment, no? I said when you use materials from the environment or electricity or water is also material, or you put in any process, there is emissions in the environment, you are generating an impact. This is clear? Yes? And what type of impact and how much? That's what the LCA helps you, is to account what type of impact and how much of impact. So you have two, quality and quantity. And to do that, the LCA uses a model, basically, and the people who learn about the method learn new words, new terminology. Okay, this is one type of output. That's, of course, it's for you, it's very difficult to understand. I will try to explain. This comes from the software. This diagram comes directly from the software. According to the LCA model, the impacts are expressed like in terms of impact categories. And in this diagram, you have one, two, three, four type of impact categories: human health, ecosystem quality, climate change, and resources. And this is done by using a method called impact to okay, these are details of the software. Anyway, in here, we're reading this diagram. From the LCA, you can know the amount of, let's look at this. This is a climate change that you know, this impact category. For the process we studied, the impact due to the polyethylene, okay, to the this color, that is the material use, the waste polyethylene. This is the waste polyethylene that was collected and used. The impact was associated to this material, and the amount of CO2 emission is 0.49. This is associated to the material, to the packaging, basically, that was processed. And this is done for 1 kilo of LPD. So this, for 1 kilo of recycled LPD, the impact associated to the recycling of 1 kilo of LPD was this one. So 0.49 kilogram equivalent of CO2 was due to the use of the waste packaging. 1 kilo of waste packaging, let's say, generates this CO2. And the rest was due to the incineration of the scrap. And the rest was, is not here, but the rest probably was due to the energy consumption. So you can have this type of information. This diagram is not the best for you to understand. For me, it's normal, but for you, it's not easy to understand. Other type of information you can have is on this type of impact. I don't ask you to read the details, but in the paper, you will find it. These are impact categories that are the impact that are accounted using this method. For like abiotic depletions means the reduction of matters, materials, minerals. Or this is a fossil fuel depletion. or this global warming again is climate change, CO2 equivalent. Ozone layer depletion is another type of impact. I think you know this, the ozone layer depletion. You studied this at school, correct? Yeah. So human toxicity, this maybe you don't study the eutrophication. Probably this is new. Eutrophication. Have you heard some of you? Okay, it's a phenomenon that can happen in water basins. If you go in the Miosa Lake, there is a place where there is a cartoon, how you call it? A board with the shape of the lake and some information on the lake. You know, a map. And they describe the state of the lake in the years, in the past. And there was a problem of eutrophication in the past. Eutrophication was due to the, I will tell you very quickly like this, is when it's generated by the use of a fertilizer. Fertilizers are nutrients that go into lakes, and contribute to the growth of plants. And then when the plants die, if there are too many, in that area where the plants die, there is production of methane, hydrogen, sulfur, and ammonia that are nasty gas that generate like a nasty pond. And it is a pollution for the fish who live in this ecosystem. That's the eutrophication. Basically, and it happens especially in the lakes that are close to water basins, and it happens because of the practice of intensive agriculture. So the level of phosphorus, nitrogen, phosphorus, nitrogen, potassium should be checked. Because they are nutrients also for the plant who live in the rivers. And so, okay, so this is one of a diagram you can see in the paper. I don't expect that you understand exactly the meaning of this indicator, but at least you can understand how the output of the paper is. Is it more clear now? Yeah, you don't have to go deep into the method. It's not required by the for the assignment, but just to understand why it was applied in eco-design, which was the purpose. The purpose is always to find an alternative material that produces less impact. And with this method, LCA, these are the type of impact that are accounted. It's okay? You have other questions about the papers? Let's see. Okay, the presentation continues with the characterization of the plastic, but this is not part of the course. And at the end, okay, this is the scenario generated. We made a comparison between virgin wood, okay, if we could recover the scrap, if we reuse the scrap, we avoided the impact. And we avoid, because the impact to produce virgin polyethylene is this one, the green. While when we recover the polyethylene and reuse it, the impact associated is this one. So there is a reduction of impact when we reuse, because all the impact due to material extraction has been avoided. So there is a convenience in recycling and reuse the plastic. This is also another way to use the LCA in comparison of different scenarios. Okay. I don't know if you are more confused now, but I think it is enough for the LCA. Yeah, I don't want to I don't expect that you learn more on the method, just the main concept, and if you read the paper and are able to comment it, it's enough. Yeah? Questions? Yeah. The wood? Yeah, okay. In with the LCA, you can do all type of analysis. You can also make the scenario to reuse the wood. It's just a model. But then you have to model, the best way is to model things that are actual current. So, and then the LCA you apply for each case study. What type of wood do you want to reuse? It's not you cannot apply LCA generically. You know, if you this is wood, okay, we can do LCA over this board, and or desk board, no, scrivebord. How do you call it? Scrivebord, and you can make the scenario to reuse the metal, the wood, and then you can account the avoided impact on reusing this. Yeah, and then the impact would be for this table. Yes, okay, this is also in the LCA, this is an important input because when you model the reuse phase, this is part of the recycling, you have to say what are you reusing for. Are you reusing to make another board? So in this case, the properties of the wood should be the property needed to make the wood, because sometimes when during the recycling process, the material loses some properties. So you have to check all the time if the recycling process keep the properties of the material in a way that the material can be reused in the same application. This is called recycling in a closed loop, which means that you recycle the material and then the material is used again to make the same product. And in the LCA, this process is accounted in a specific way. But if you recycle the material and the properties of the material are lower than the material where it comes from, then you can apply it for another application. In this case, the recycling is called an open loop. And you account this also in the LCA. But you see, the method is very big, wide, and you cannot learn everything. All the possibilities are, anyway, everything is possible. All the studies are possible. Good that you ask these things. Other questions? Okay, no, it's enough. So if it's enough, we can meet next week. So when are you going to prepare this presentation? How can we arrange the lecture for next week? Yes. We start with the presentation. It means that you will prepare the presentation before? Yeah. Okay. Okay, you prepare the presentation before? Maybe now you have some time to work on it? Yeah, I will give you working. And you will work now to the presentation, and the next lecture, we start with the presentation. I will inform Davar that he can jump in the class just to say hello, but then bye-bye. Okay. Okay, that's good. We have a plan. And be critical. I mean, you can be critical because you don't know the method. So you can do all the critics you want, and we'll try to explain. Yeah. It's up to you. On the LCA, of course, you will not understand very much the diagrams. No, you try to focus on the general meaning of the paper, and again, you don't have to talk much. Could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You can make a comment that are individual also. You can say, "I think this method is useless," for instance. Whatever, you feel free to comment, any type of comment. Of course, if you understand the meaning of what is written, it's okay, it's good, and it's the purpose of the exercise. But if there are things you don't understand, you can not report them. Well, at least for the wind turbine, I understand why, what is the purpose of this study, what is the benefit of doing this study, why was it done? Yes. Purpose of this study. Why was it? What is the utility of publishing this paper for the research community? Yes. Because when we publish paper in the research community, there should be an innovative things that we want to communicate. Otherwise, what's the purpose to do it? So, what is the innovative thing that will? So for this, we can contribute to the general knowledge, scientific knowledge. No, no, the utility of my paper. So why I wrote this paper? What was the main purpose, which is, of the paper? The utility of the LCA also, you can write what you think, why you think the LCA can be useful, you can also write something on that. Okay, but I will leave you now alone working on this. It's just an exercise, and but the purpose of this exercise is that you should apply when you work on your project in this course. You should apply these principles of sustainability, impact, selecting a material with a low impact. That's the purpose. So you can motivate, when you write a report, you can motivate why you are selecting this material rather than the other one, why you are choosing this process rather than the other one. Maybe you know that this material comes from another country, so the CO2 equivalent emission will be higher. So all these things you can include in your project. Okay? Good.